Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I'm Shelly-Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. In light of the strain many of us are facing due to the rise in utility and food costs, as well as the devaluing of the Jamaican dollar, we thought it would be helpful to provide tangible options to generate income. Today I have in studio Ms. Winsome Minot, Team Leader at Catalyx for Business Development and CEO of Mint Management and Finance Services. Winsome will share with us some simple but innovative business ideas that can be developed into income-generating activities that require limited startup capital. Winsome, welcome.
Good morning and thank you.
Winsome, how can one identify a new business opportunity or develop a new idea into a viable business?
Well, the first thing I would say is that we need to look around us, because business ideas come to us just by finding practical solutions. Mm-hmm. For instance, you have persons in the marketplace that have used virtually garbage to create new products like fertilizers. Mm-hmm. We have Ecowells. They have used the remnants of the market garbage mm-hmm. to produce a compost, and they have mm-hmm. used it successfully to create a product that actually fertilizes all our fruits and growing trees. So mm-hmm. that is just an example that a throwaway can be used right. successfully. Right. Another very, very great idea that I've seen is Catalyst has a youth innovation competition, and Woolmer's Boys use plastic bottles to produce garbage containers, and you'll be surprised to see what it looks like.
Yes.
So first of all, we're saying things that are non-traditional, things that you will throw away and discard. Here it is, you have persons, both young and not so young, are using it to create new products and are exciting products. Another one before I go into the regular mainstream, another person, I think it's all in wood. Lacey has a product. Her father was a furniture manufacturer for years. So she grew up in the factory, you know, like right, how you would say the right, Chinese people right. grow under the in the shop. Well, she grew up in her father's furniture shop. And here it is. She saw these remnants of the wood after he made furniture. And she said to herself, what can I do with this?
Right.
And as a youngster, she started feeling out her way. And she's making all in wood products. She has earrings. Mm-hmm. She has a product called Woogie, which is a hair product,
yes.
that a decorative thing.
Yes.
So she
yes.
has turned what is a remnant, a throwaway, into a wonderful product. So I'm so fascinated by people who think of this, because this is what you call true innovation.
Right.
The spirit of innovation is changing. It doesn't have to be a brand new product, but it's the change that comes with the product, or the change in the idea, or doing something better in a different way. So what we're encouraging persons out there, we're saying, hey, you may be in a job, but hey, you have a creative, a good idea, and you may be saying, second guessing yourself. You need to say, try it,
mm-hmm.
because here it is, you can find that you could be the next successful entrepreneur. And also we have other entrepreneurial efforts that we have been working with. We have Bridgeport High School, another entrant in our youth innovation competition.
Right.
That, you know where Bridgeport is, of
yes.
course, in Portmore. And what they're famous for, mosquitoes.
Yes.
They have come up with a mosquito repellent. And we're working with them to take it to market. So how
okay.
exciting
yes.
is this? So look in your circumstances and see what need. There's usually a need, an unfulfilled need. Something that you think is a little bit too expensive. Can you carry the cost down by just being more efficient or finding a new and innovative way to do it? There's always something that you can tweak
mm-hmm,
and make
mm-hmm,
a new product.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be a brand new product, because a lot of things are out there, but you can just tweak it and make it into a better product. So I think that is just fascinating. And I think every single person, if you think about something, as I said years ago, I usually have a band I usually wrap around my hair. And later on, I see it's being marketed now in a fashionable way.
Right.
So here it is, something, it's a need, and you respond to the need.
Excellent. It has been very exciting to have you on the program.
Yeah.
And I'm even more excited that you have agreed to be a part of our mentorship program.
Sure.
That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you for joining us.
Exim Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica. Exim Bank.